Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday night football coming your way. Not the most exciting game, but we've got a full week 3 slate to get you set for here in the National Football League. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, you've got BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We'll take a look at some dirty dogs, some bets that are very difficult to push the button on coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, Evan Silva from Establish the Run joining us, establishtherun.com at Evan Silva over on X. And Evan, you know, just a couple of weeks in, some of these skill position players, relatively healthy. We're not talking about these high-end receivers, running backs going down to injuries, but instead, we're talking about quarterbacks. You have definite backups, Cincinnati, Minnesota, New York Jets, and maybe the backup in San Francisco once again, maybe the backup in Washington. So how do you process all of this, whether we're talking about betting sides, totals, props, fantasy football? How do these quarterback injuries impact everything that you do?
Yeah, we've had a pretty clean sheet at wide receiver, running back, and tight end so far, but quarterback obviously is the most important position in all of pro sports, and the quarterback affects everything. And what I try to do is I just try to look at each situation on a case-by-case basis. You know, we have a decent sample size of Jake Browning having filled in for Joe Burrow from 2023. In Minnesota, we have a situation where the running back went down as well, Aaron Jones, and Carson Wentz is going to take over for J.J. McCarthy. I think they're just going to go really, really run-heavy, leaning on Jordan Mason. With the Jets, like, the offense really isn't going to change a ton going from Justin Fields to Tyrod Taylor, because Tyrod Taylor is also a dual threat. But again, they're going to try to run the ball with a lot of volume. That's what they want to do in the first place. They got a good offensive line. They got Breece Hall. They got Braylon Allen. They got Isaiah Davis. So I just try to take each situation on a case-by-case basis.
I thought I was really sharp, Evan, when I stashed away Jordan Addison in my draft, late in the draft, mind you, not like top 8 rounds, but I stashed him knowing full well he's suspended and I will add him to the mix. And now I'm thinking, you idiot, what are you, why are you getting so cute taking Jordan Addison and stashing him? Now I got to deal with that. And I don't know that that's the best move in the world, but I wanted to ask about one of the teams that Minnesota's played, and that's Chicago, a team that you're close to, obviously. We know Rodgers is allergic to building a pass rush. And now all these guys at linebacker and in the secondary are ending up on the injury report. How do you not just look at guys that are playing Chicago every week and just tee off, whether you're doing daily stuff or waiver wire?
That's just absolutely what you do. I think that the Bears might have the worst defense in the NFL when all is said and done in 2025. I mean, you can't rush the passer. You don't have any individual. Montez Sweat is not the guy that Ryan Poles paid him to be. You don't have dangerous individual pass rushers, and you just lost your best cornerback, Jalen Johnson. I don't know, the people on the radio here sound like he might be done for the season. Mm-hmm. And Kyler Gordon hasn't been healthy. TJ Edwards, he has an aggravation. Like, I think the Bears might have the worst defense in the NFL this year, and they certainly look like it. Last week against Detroit, the first two NFC offensive players of the week, J.J. McCarthy and Jared Goff, both played against the Bears. Can we bet on NFC offensive player of the week? Because I want Dak Prescott or CeeDee Lamb.
That's a good call. We can do passing leader, receiving leader. We can go that route because that those wouldn't be bad ideas. Oh man, it's going from bad to worse here. But yeah, with those injuries, you might be right. Just the start of the season, the whole secondary going down. The total way up in that game. And you can certainly understand already up to 51. And I don't know that they're going to stop there, even though 51 is considered one of the key numbers.
I think you hit it now. I think you got to hit
now?
It. Yeah, I think so.
You still go 51?
Yeah, because Dallas has a bad defense too. I mean, I'm sure that Matt Eberflus is going to be pulling out all the stops. God, they kind of did him dirty going out the door here, I think, in Chicago a little bit, like making him almost look like a bad guy. He's going to pull out all the stops. But, I mean, they can't – they're in a similar situation to the Bears. I mean, the Cowboys don't really have a pass rush, and their cornerbacks are getting cooked, and they're missing Deron Bland. Kair Elam, their number two cornerback, has given up the most yards in the NFL through 2 weeks, and Trayvon Diggs, when targeted, has allowed a perfect passer rating on throws into his coverage. So these might be the two worst defenses in the NFL, Dallas and Chicago.
What have you been impressed by offensively? Is there something that we weren't talking about in the summer that you are talking about now? You could take this anywhere you want.
It's absolutely the Indianapolis Colts. You know, 100%. The two guys that they – the two 2024 draft picks that they got to fill in for Ryan Kelly and Will Fries, the two offensive linemen that they let go to Minnesota, both those guys have done really good jobs. They have a really good offensive line again in Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor looks like the best running back in the NFL through two games. He hit 24 miles per hour or maybe 23 miles per hour last week on – his long run, and that was the fastest time by a ball carrier since 2020. Raheem Mostert in 2020. That was a long time ago, guys, a half decade ago. Jonathan Taylor is cooking. And Daniel Jones, I mean, Shane Steichen is a really good play caller. I think it was easy to forget that because the quarterbacks he's had to deal with over the last couple of years, he's a really good play caller. This is a really good situation for Daniel Jones. I don't think that anybody, including myself, saw this coming. He's the number two overall quarterback in fantasy football through 2 weeks.
Whew. Yeah, not a lot of people saw that. We knew he was a good coach, but then maybe people were thrown off a little bit with how poor Richardson was. And then you bring in Daniel Jones into this situation and look at what you have. Joe O. Sammy P. with Evan Silva, establish the run. Evan, at this point, on a Thursday morning, when I ask about your favorite side, is there a particular game that you have circled?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. The Patriots' money line over the Steelers. Oh, I see both of you guys smiling. I like that. Plus 105 as of last night. And I also like the over in that game as well. I think that that's an interesting parlay. If you parlay the over in that game, which I think was 44.5 last time I looked, and Patriots' money line, that's like plus 305, which that'd be a pretty nice payout. I think that the Steelers defense is cooked over there, and it's not just this season. It's going back deep into last season. The Steelers have allowed 28 points per game over the last 10 games. TJ Watt doesn't have a sack in six games straight. They are extremely banged up throughout the defense. Joey Porter, Deshaun Elliott, Alex Highsmith now. Their first round pick, Derek Harmon, has not played yet. So I think that this is a good spot for Drake May, Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson is going to break out at any point. And then I also think that actually Aaron Rodgers can have a pretty good game against the Patriots defense, which has not yet reached its potential. So I like the over and I like the Patriots outright.
We have seen for years, Evan, we've seen that total on Pittsburgh open low and get bet lower, just based on how good their defense was. But you finally, it took until week 3, you're not seeing that under push. You're actually seeing an over push in the market. So they're with you. They look at the stats, the metrics. I also think I was smiling because I was down on New England coming into this year. I hate to put a lot of emphasis on one game, but if they go 0-2, it's a much different season. Winning that game was huge for that development of the quarterback. And now they get Pittsburgh, Carolina. You go to Buffalo, probably lose, but then you're at the Saints, at the Titans, home against the Browns. This really opens up for New England. I was anti-New England this year. I have them to miss the playoffs, but I feel like that week 2 win was a big deal for that young team.
Sure. And just the fact that they, and look, the Dolphins' defense is not good either. I mean, you want to talk about one of the worst defense in the league, that's another one. But the fact that they were able to be so successful offensively, I'm with you. I think it was really big. I was actually high on New England. And then I looked at, and I thought I was going to be maybe out on a limb with that. And then I looked at the win total market before the season, and like the books were like on the Patriots to way outkick what they did last year. So I was actually not out on a limb being a little bit high on the Patriots entering the season. I'm a big Mike Vrabel believer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Miami, missing a couple starters in that secondary. Okay, now go visit Josh Allen. Have fun with that. That's the scenario tonight, and it is by far the largest point spread on the board. There are some sharp books that have gone up to 13 Buffalo as the heavy favorite. I'm sure they'll be used in Survivor. Any props, any guys in fantasy that you like in this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the obvious guys, obviously, you know, Josh Allen. I would say that Devon Achan, despite the crumbling team and organization that is the Dolphins, Devon Achan deserves to be considered an obvious guy. Devon Achan, like, you know, with the Dolphins projected to play from behind, the way that Devon Achan wins is in the receiving game primarily. Last year, in two games against Sean McDermott's defense, Devon Achane had 8 catches and 7 catches. So I think he's going to be really dynamic in the receiving game in this one. The less obvious guys are like Keon Coleman, who had a really big week 1 against the Ravens, although it primarily occurred in the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's not necessarily something that you can fully trust, but the Dolphins are just so bad on the back end. I mean, they have one of the worst secondaries that I've ever seen. And they're without their number one cornerback, Storm Duck, which that's funny in and of itself that their number one cornerback is named Storm Duck. But he has a high ankle sprain. He won't be playing. And neither will their starting strong safety, Ifeatu Melifonwu. So I think this is a game where Keon Coleman can bounce back after a slow week 2 and, you know, maybe a touchdown prop guy.
One more time, Ifeatu who?
Melifonwu.
See, I didn't even try it earlier. Evan, we're breaking down the game. I go, yeah, they're starting safeties out. They're missing a cornerback, Storm Duck. I didn't even try. Good on you.
We were looking at touchdown scores in the game, and you know Josh Allen's out to minus 170 to score, and you're like, damn, that's no fun. That didn't take long. Cooks minus 160. Achane even money isn't bad, but if you were looking for a touchdown deep dive, is there anybody on the deep end of Buffalo or maybe on the high side of Miami that you like?
Yeah, actually, yes. Ray Davis. So he got a little bit more usage. And I know that Joe Brady loves this guy. Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator, he was pounding the table for them to draft Ray Davis like rounds before they wound up taking him in the 2024 draft. And this is a game where, you know, the Bills are at home. They are favored by 2 touchdowns, I believe. Almost 2 touchdowns?
Yep, almost.
And that adds up to a game where the Bills can jump out to an early lead and feed Ray Davis. So I like Ray Davis on like showdown slates on, you know, for DFS and also as a deep dive touchdown bet.
Okay. Anytime touchdown for Davis, he's plus 450.
Okay.
And I know Paul Aspen is hearing that, our producer, and he's like, I'm thinking last touchdown of the game, 20-1 over at BetMGM for last.
I like betting that too. I like betting that kind of stuff too. The last touchdown, you can get some really nice odds. That's fun when that hits. I mean, you feel like a genius.
For sure.
We may have jammed some Will Shipley last touchdown bets in the playoffs last year.
For sure. And the fantasy football front, I know you're in a million leagues, but is there a particular player or two this week that you were adding to as many teams as you could?
I'm dropping Evan Ingram everywhere. He's done.
Okay.
I would say, gosh, I don't write our waiver wire article. If I wrote our waiver wire, I would know right away.
Okay.
Bashaul Tootin should be owned everywhere already. How about Taj Brooks, 6th-round rookie from Cincinnati? Chase Brown has kind of gotten off to a slow start. Some people in the scouting community, I think, were higher on Taj Brooks than his draft position indicated. And I think that it would not be Samaje Perine. If Chase Brown were to go down or start to lose work, it would not be Samaje Perine, who's a specific type of player. Taj Brooks, I think, would be next in line for work. If I come up with somebody else, though, yes. All right, this is a decent one. Kendra Miller, who is the clear-cut Saints number 2 running back, and he should be available in a lot of leagues. Saints aren't going to be good this year, but I think that they're going to trade Alvin Kamara. I think that they are definitely going to trade Alvin Kamara, maybe to the Chiefs. That wouldn't that be fun? I think that by the end of the season, Kendra Miller will be the Saints' clear-cut lead running back.
I'm like going it. To get him right now. I'm going to get him right now. You watched.
Yeah. And everything goes through Kamara. We know that. All right, good stuff. Evan Silva, establishtherun.com, at Evan Silva over on X. Evan, always appreciate it. Looking forward to visiting with you again, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Evan. Good stuff there, man. Got some strong opinions, too. Bears and Cowboys might be the two worst defenses in the NFL, and they're going to be facing off this week at Soldier Field. Joe O, Sammy P, Dirty Dogs next, 10 toes down, top of the hour. BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.